Proclamation number 8786, dated the March 21st, 1964. The measure you use will be the measure you receive. Single quote. And regardless of how impossible it seems to you, I will intervene, affect you extraordinarily, when the time is right, for nothing is impossible to me. Just try to raise your degree of love, make an effort to live in accordance with my will, take care of your fellow human being in his adversity and demonstrate your love for me by seeing in your fellow human being your brother, who has also come forth from me in order to inherit beatitude one day. Believe that love alone is enough in order to accomplish the greatest miracles, in order to make things happen which you would humanly find impossible. Yet I am a God of love, wisdom and might. I can do anything, but at what time my might will express itself is always determined by my love and wisdom. And truly, with your will, with your love you can determine my will and my love, you can apply coercion on me which I will extremely gladly put up with, because love will never be a nuisance but always give pleasure. And if you grant me your love, my love will also express itself such that it will make you happy. I will give you humans the most diverse tasks. I know how and in which way every person can help, and I also know whether and when he is willing to help, and I will send people his way whom he can please with his helpfulness, to whom he will give what they urgently require, be they earthly or spiritual possessions. By passing on earthly possessions you are always demonstrating love to me, for whatever you do to the least of my brothers you do unto me. Furthermore, you also prove to me that you have already overcome matter and are spiritually progressing. But if you pass on spiritual possessions then it is my work that I send people to you whom you should consider spiritually, whose souls are going hungry and are in urgent need of your help to nourish them, so that their souls will strengthen and recover. This helpfulness will be particularly rewarded by me, for it signifies a distribution of spiritual possessions which will give life to the soul. And whoever is thus of service to me by passing on what he receives from me directly, whoever has the salvation of his fellow human being's soul at heart, can be absolutely certain of my support, for he is implementing a labor of love which is to be far more highly valued, because he first has to feel sincere love for me and for his fellow human being in order to acquire the possession of these spiritual values which he shall share again. And then I will also always show myself to him as a loving father. I will guide him on earth and bless all his ways. And my promises will fulfill themselves such that I will also work in an unusual way when the time is right. All people in spiritual and earthly adversity are your neighbors, and you shall give to them what they require. You should have the sincere will to help them and, truly, you will then also always have the means which you should pass on again, be they of a spiritual or material kind. Therefore, don't calculate anxiously but be generous, for the measure you use will be the measure you receive. What you give with love will be rewarded to you a thousandfold, always depending on the degree of love which impels you to help. So, don't worry, for I will take care of you. Always just work at improving yourselves, so that you will resist all temptations, so that you will not become heartless and put your degree of maturity at risk, and then you will also always be allowed to feel my love to an extent that you will feel my presence and be happy. I love you, and I am all powerful, thus I want to make you happy and I am also able to do so. However, my love knows when the time is right that I can affect you in an unusual way, that you will obviously experience my love and I can release you from all adversities of body and soul. for my willingness to help is far greater than yours, and my gifts of grace are immeasurable, which I can and want to bestow on everyone who loves me and keeps my commandments. Amen.